I have not even bothered to check with line ministries in terms of what the progress is. But however, what has then been transpiring is that there have been a number of companies that have been seeking clarity on a lot of issues, some of which are downright lies in terms of what they have been told about the Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Act, Chapter 1433. Some of those lies have actually come from institutions such as yours, which are the media, that have been misleading companies. So what I have resolved to do, I was requested by one of the companies to conduct an indigenization compliance clinic where companies that feel that they are affected come in to just get a few pointers directly from myself as the minister responsible for administering that act. To say, look, this is what the act says and these are the options that are available to each and every company in terms of the legislation.
So when is this indigenization clinic likely to begin?
Well, we will begin tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
How many companies have registered so far?
No, it's a walk-in clinic. You know, just like a clinic, my brother, if you've got a toothache, you go to the clinic and you say, I have a toothache, and then the doctor says, look, you need aspirin or whatever it is that you need. And if your ailment is of a bigger nature, then the doctor says, look, I really cannot assist you. You need to go to a specialist.
You said there are certain companies that fall under the threshold that the government is looking at. If you can give examples.
My brother, you've got General Notice 114 of 2011, General Notice 459 of 2011, and then General Notice 280 of 2012. Those set the thresholds sector by sector.
We have had concerns, Honorable Minister, from the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, who an organization that says it has written a letter to you, and also the war veterans faction led by Mr. Mchangwa, saying that the route that the government is taking is wrong.
First, no, with all due respect to the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, it's not them that I'm laughing at. The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, I've just had an interview with a journalist who showed me the letter that was written by the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. So I believe the letter is in the post. But I will engage with the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. But I don't want to engage with the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions in the media.
Turning to Mr. Mchangwa.
Mr. Mchangwa, Honorable Mchangwa, I think let's use his title appropriately. Honorable Mchangwa was a member of cabinet, and having been a member of cabinet, he knows the processes of cabinet.